next, who is listening in Huntingtown, Maryland on Guadalupe Radio. Michael, welcome to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. Want to hear what you have to say about this.
Hey, Jerry. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
You know, I'm actually driving up to the stores to get some provisions for a big fundraiser that I'm holding tomorrow.
Okay.
So your topic was very timely. I've lived in Maryland for 35 years, and I've always been interested in politics. I'm in business for myself and had to deal with a lot of regulations and taxes and poor business climate that really make it hard to get along, especially in the state of Maryland. I have a blended family with 7 children and 6 grandchildren, 2 more on the way, and our baby is married and off on his own. And the opportunity just came up to run for the House of Delegates here in Maryland. And as you alluded to earlier, we need to step up. What's that famous quote that all we need for evil to succeed is for good men and women to stand down and do nothing? Maryland is a very democratic, liberal state, and if we can just elect a few people, we can have serious impact on legislation, you know, that really hurts people, it hurts families, it hurts businesses, and just makes for a very unhealthy political climate. So after many years of being on the periphery, back in June, I went up to Annapolis and I filed, and my hat is in the ring.
Wow. Well, I know you would have my vote, Michael, it sounds like, if I lived there.
Well, thank you.
So talk about what would you say is maybe like if you were to get as deep inside your heart on this issue as possible in terms of a motivation or a goal or a vision, you know, for what you'd like to maybe when you leave, you know, when you're, you know, if you say you're elected and you spend whatever, however many years, and then you move on to something else and you could say what? I'm blessed that I was able to, finish
this? I would say that I would be blessed to have been able to help families stay together, help people live in the neighborhoods and retire in the neighborhoods where they were raised up, that maybe their children could stay close by. I will be a pro-life vote in the legislature should I get elected. There's periodic efforts to defund Planned Parenthood in the state, and they always fail miserably. But at least I can stand up and say, well, I cast a vote, and that aspect, and just for common sense, you know, I have the benefit of living in my home county of Calvert County for almost 35 years, and I know a lot of people, and anybody who I've mentioned to, I'm running, they've just said, Mike, you're going to be good at this. This is good. You're a good man. And that comes from my faith. It comes from my business involvement, my community involvement, my involvement in the church, Chamber of Commerce, Knights of Columbus. I've been involved for many, many years, so people kind of know me. And so in one sense, it's just sort of a natural. And people have been very supportive. So I would imagine that if I get elected and someday when I retire from elective office, people will probably think the same of me, hopefully, that they did on my way in. They've said to me, Michael, you're a good man and you've got my vote.
Wow. Yeah, well, it sounds like you're very service-oriented and you really want to help make everyone's lives better, Michael. And I think that is a great, great trait for someone heading into, hopefully, God willing, a political office, maybe a career of some kind in that. So thanks, Michael. Anything else you want to add?
No, that's it. I would just urge your listeners, everybody, do get involved, register to vote, support the candidates of your choice. You know, it is said that we get the kind of representation we deserve. So if you don't like what's going on, you need to register and get involved. I think the Holy Father is right. We need to step up. It can be a rough business. You need some sharp elbows. You know, you're going to take some blows and stuff like that. But if you stay grounded in the faith and grounded in truth and be true to yourself, you know, you may prevail and just try to keep your integrity. So I would ask the people and citizens in Maryland, especially, and throughout the country, please register, vote, get involved, let your voice be heard.
Amen.
Come join the conversation. Give your take Monday through Friday at 12 Eastern on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie.